to welcome everyone to the meeting, and hopefully everyone can hear me. But everyone should have ensured that their mobile telephones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion within committee items. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct and declare any financial, significant, non-financial interest which they have an item of business before the committee today. If you have any such interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the meeting itself. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber for the duration of the discussion on that item and take no part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once discussion on the item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. Members should remember that the microphones work as a queuing system. If your microphone is lit red, you have precedence. Flashing green is next in the queue and solid green. Please do not press your microphone button again unless it is red or red. You will lose your place in the queue. There may be some members in attendance virtually, and it's agreed that all members in the chamber are brought in to speak on the issue before any remote delegates. Therefore, if you're attending a meeting remotely, please use the chat facility to indicate you wish to speak. I will bring members in once all those within the chamber have spoken. Instant messages should be kept to the following: type Q if you wish to ask a question, type C for a comment, type P if you wish to propose, and S if you wish to second. Please refrain from making any other comments using the instant question. Members are minded they are personally responsible for any comments that they make at the meeting. So we'll move on to apologies, please, if we'll have any.
Councillors, apologies from Councillor Andrews.
Thank you. Any declarations of interest, please? Nope. Okay. And the ERT historic actions and action sheet. So we'll go through it for accuracy there, just. Let's see. Page 1. Page 2. Page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6, page 7, page 8, page 9, and page 10. I'm going to need a proposer and second there, please, for that. Thank you.
Second, Councillor Lee Searcher.
Lee Searcher, thank you. Okay, we will move on to item number 4, which is Local Economic Partnership Town City Task Force. Honour, please.
Okay, thanks, Chair. Members of the report in front of you tonight.
Sorry,
it's to seek approval for the membership and the formation of the Newry Morning Down District Council Local Economic Partnerships and Town and City Centre Task Force. On the 1st of October, the Department for the Economy Minister launched the department's sub-regional economic plan, and this is included within the papers at Appendix 1. The proposal set out for a locally led approach which places regional balance at its heart and which enshrines partnership working. You will recall last month that we brought a paper through to establish a Town and City Centre Task Force. To do similar and to deliver on similar priorities to the new local economic partnerships. And the report sets out a proposal that we form one group that will deliver on both the objectives of the local economic partnership and the objectives of a town and city centre task force. We have set out some of the key membership for the local economic partnership and town and city centre task force, and they're included within section 2 of the report. Other stakeholders will be identified as we go through the development. We're at very early stages. We have to have the partnerships established by the end of December, and it's expected that others will be identified and asked and invited to attend the partnership as and when required. So, as I say, the recommendation is to agree the membership and progress the establishment of the partnership and the Town and City Centre Task Force. So I'm happy to take any questions.
Councillor Hallam.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. Look, I'd be happy to propose the paper, and I would welcome that the sub-regional economic plan has now reached councils. I know we were all waiting for it in anticipation. Establishing these partnerships will undoubtedly unlock economic potential for the district, and a locally led partnership approach is going to ensure that our communities are empowered to identify the priorities for each area. I would note, though, on the paper, just going through the list of suggested groups, and I know it's not finite, but I did notice that there's no representation from Rowallan or Slave Crib. So I had maybe, or we were thinking maybe to reach out to DEA forums for ideas of maybe groups that could, you know, be could assist with this partnership. I wouldn't be overly familiar with Rowallan, but I know in Slave Crib there's maybe a couple of groups there that could be useful. I suppose, given the note and reading through the paper from the department and the focus on more good jobs, I think as well it would be prudent to reach out to the two main colleges, Southern Regional and CERC as well. But undoubtedly there's a good foundation here in Newry Morne and Down because we have our labour market partnership and the community planning partnership as well. So I think we've already done a lot of the work, is just building on it and progressing it, working with groups as Down Business Centre, Down Patrick Regen and the likes of CDRCN. So happy to propose and welcome it coming to council.
Sir Cruz, that hail, please.
Thank you, Chair.
I'm kind of coming in on the back of Councillor Hanlon's question.
Sorry. 2.1 says to identify priorities to grow local economies, create vibrant, attractive urban spaces, and the Council has agreed to establish Town and City Centre Task Force for September 24. So that all sounds good, but again, I'll point out that you can't have infinite growth in finite areas, as my area of the Mourns demonstrates. The Minister then goes on to say, because he acknowledges this by saying proposals for a locally led approach which places regional balance at its heart and which enshrines partnership working, local communities will be empowered to identify their own economic priorities, but the local community engagement isn't on the list. And you, Conor, you just said that we're only at the start of this process. So will there be an opportunity for the communities to engage, possibly through the citizen space? DEAs was a good one, as Councillor Hanlon said, but will there be an opportunity for ordinary people outside of businesses and those groups mentioned to engage? Thank you.
I'll maybe pick up on a couple of the points raised, firstly from Councillor Hanlon. Yeah, we're aware that, you know, we need to have spread across all our DEAs, and as I say, we would welcome engagement through the DEAs in respect of proposing some groups who could be invited to sit on the partnership. With respect to communities, the engagement with the communities via the partnership would be important, and there is significant community representation on the groups that are listed there, whether that be through the Down Business Part or whether it's through the Chambers of Commerce, whether it's through the Down Patrick Regeneration Working Group. There is community involvement and representation on them groups, but that doesn't mean to say we won't reach out wider as part of the priority identification once the membership has been agreed and the groups established by the end of this year. So there'll be a lot of work between January and March, identifying priorities and engaging across the district to identify the proposals that we're going to put forward and the actions that we want to deliver out over the next 3 years.
Yeah, Councillor Hannah, please.
Just looking at Tilkeel Chamber, it's fairly weak at the minute, so that'd be the best, possibly the best representative from Tilkeel. Are you allowed any more than that?
We're reaching out to established groups that exist, and we're not wishing to create any new. So if there's any alternative groups across the DEAs that people wish us to consider, as you know, members of the group, we're happy to take them on board. But at this minute, and I think it's part of the proposals from the department, that we utilise existing groups that are already established and structures that are already established to try and deliver on this rather than creating new ones. So we would reach out to any existing groups that are there and any existing structures that exist to help deliver on this. So if there's any suggestions, we're happy to take them on board.
What I'm suggesting is, could I suggest somebody else, or is it just stuck to one each individual area?
Happy to take suggestions from members, and that's, I suppose, the reason we're here in front of you, to try and discuss out and agree a membership.
Okay, I'll send you something in.
Okay, if there's nobody else wants to comment, but we need somebody to use Hagen, please.
Sorry, I have a quick question. Go ahead. Connor, would you prefer if we just email you suggestions or speak to your face, or is there a certain criteria that you want us to sort of look out for? Just whichever's easiest for Connor, you know.
Yes, I think I'm probably I'm trying to find the slide. Just to provide you a bit of guidance around the membership that is expected from the department, and they have suggested that we should be looking at the universities, the colleges, local enterprise agencies, business community, and civil society. So that's the sort of the target areas that we should be considering around who we engage with and who we bring onto the partnership. So if we use that as a basis for considering what groups we should nominate. I think there's also some sort of advice around the size of the partnership, and for it to be workable, we don't want to have it too small or too big that we are not covering the whole district, or it's too big that it becomes unworkable. So it's a matter of managing, and if we get a lot of groups, then we'll try and remove any duplication and ensure that there's representation, but the size is appropriate.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Is everyone happy with that? Yep, all right. Moving on to item number five, which is the Newry Canoe Trail. I'll pass over to Amanda there, please, for that. And now, are you?
Sorry. Okay, so this paper outlines the request that we've received from the Inland Water Rights Association around their proposal to take forward a project which would be looking at the development of a canoe trail, including canoe steps in potential locations along the canal. They've approached the council around seeking agreement for them to investigate this project further. This proposal, this paper then, is really about council's agreement to provide agreement for the Inland Waterways to investigate that project. Any future agreement of the works would be subject to Inland Waterways getting securing the necessary statutory approvals, and also agreement with council around the final locations for the works to take place.
Councillor Hannah there, please.
Chair, I'm happy enough to propose this and just to make a few comments. Just on this, on South Down, especially for canoeing there, one of my employees is a disabled son, and develop these waterways would be a massive improvement. So in what we have at the moment, the harbours, and especially in Kilkeel, are not suitable, so they're not for most canoeing because it's too polluted. And to go out to sea or even out onto Carlingford Lough is risky to a certain extent. And the waterways, the lakes of Victoria Lough and up along there and all up towards Scarborough would be ideal to develop. So it would to give more recreational area for water type activities, should it be canoeing just itself or canoeing type activities, because I know Geoffrey and his son were down at Mullingar down outside Dublin not that long ago where they were having actually competitions they were with like football type games, and I think this would be a massive step forward, so it would to our local area, so that's why I'm proposing it, Chair.
Councillor Hart.
I'm happy to second it, and just to say that it's great to see the canal being utilised with the canoe trail. It will be very welcome in the Newry area.
Thank you. Yep. Is everyone happy with that?
Yep.
Okay. Moving on to item number six, peace plus theme. Amanda, please.
Okay, so this paper is covering a few items this evening. So one of the first things is around the Peace Plus Partnership, and we have attached minutes of the previous meetings of the Peace Plus Partnership, which come to this committee for noting. The other items outlined in this paper then is in relation to the application that Council has submitted a number of months ago to the Peace Plus programme, theme 1.1, which members are aware of. And the update against this is that Council is now in receipt of a letter, which is an approval for grant funding. It's an approval for funding with a formal letter of offer to follow within the next 8 weeks. So the recommendation for members this evening around that is to approve that on receipt of a letter of offer that we would accept that, and that we would enter into a formal partnership arrangement upon receipt of the necessary paperwork from SEUPB.
Thank you. And as Hagen there as well, please.
I'll second that.
Cheers, thank you.
Chair, could I just make one comment?
Sorry, yes.
Yeah, just I'm on that Peace Plus, and quite honestly, I don't know if they have access to diaries and one thing or another. The last few times they've had meetings, it's clashed with site visits for the planning. I don't know how much access they have, but just if they could select their days a bit better, it would be a good job.
Got it. Okay. Thank you. Is everyone happy with that? Yep. Okay. Moving on. Okay. So the following items will be in closed session. Items number 7 to 10 are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of the Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act, Northern Ireland 2014. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council holding that information, and the public may by resolution be excluded during these items of primary business. Do I have a proposer and a seconder, please? Willie Clark, yeah. Councillor Clark.
Chair, yeah, I'm happy enough to propose. I'm just looking a bit of clarity in regards to a couple of the items. Just in regards to the inclusive beaches, just why Newcastle wasn't included that, because.
Which one?
Am I a different one?
Sorry, Chair. Sure.
So we'll have a proposal to go into closed session. Councillor Clark, Councillor Hannah. Thank you. Items were agreed. Item number 7, Ministry of Housing, Communities and Local Government, Community and Place Funding, on the proposal of Councillor Clark, seconded by Councillor Ryan. The following was agreed. Subject to funding approval, members agreed to progress necessary procurements, appointments to progress the project with the available funding, to approve the attached business case for regeneration events, for decals for the bin lorries and accessible benches, to engage with the May Murray Foundation regarding the delivery of accessible beach enhancements at Cranfield and Tararella. Item number 8, touring in the trees, on the proposal of Councillor Galbraith and Councillor Lewis, the following was agreed: to improve the operation of the Touring in the Tree site at Castle Elm Forest Park from January 2025 under the same terms and conditions and opening hours at the existing caravan parks. The Touring in the Tree site will be applicable on the existing Castle Elm camp manager system, and charges will be reflective of similar facilities. Item number 9, the treetop walk proposal, on the proposal of Councillor Clark, seconded by Councillor Hamlin, following was agreed: to agree the letter of intent at Appendix 1 of the officer's report. support to a range of amelioration visits with key stakeholders to treetop walk experience and County Wicklow. Item number 10, Castle Mellon Forest Park Gates. On the proposal of Councillor Ryan, second by Councillor Lewis, it was agreed to engage with a specialist consultant to advise on repair options for the gates at the entrance to Castle Mellon Forest Park. Seek statutory approval for the preferred option. Okay, so just two, three items, number 11, 12 and 13 for noting, but I'll take any questions that my members have. Councillor Clark, please.
Chair, just very briefly, item 13 in regards to the street licence, there's a number, as you can see from the report, there's a number has been approved by the licence department, yet there seems to be a lot of them just sitting in storage and not being erected. And what I contacted the officer there last week, you know, and said, no, this has been approved a long time, and I've been waiting on one for a year, you know, and yet it's still sitting in some storage unit. So I would like to ask, the committee, finds out why they're not being erected. What is the rationale for it? Because you're both wasting the time and energy of the officers dealing with the process and taking it through all the process. And then just set in stories, constituents come back to you. You say, no, it's coming, But to actually hear that they're sitting there, it's not acceptable.
And Councillor Lee's Turgener, please, as well.
Thank you, Chair. It's just in relation to item 11, just being inquisitive. The building control, so there's been an increase of applications compared to 2023, but yet the inspection fee has reduced. I'm just wondering why there's a reduction in the inspection fee. That's just being inquisitive. Thanks.
Thank you. We'll bring on another, please.
Oh, sorry. In relation to the street name signs, we can look into that, Chair, and bring a report back to the committee on that. In terms of the query around building control, it's to do with, I suppose, the nature of application. Not all applications attract a fee, so I suppose that's one of the issues. You have a lot of minor works that we don't get fees for, but still have to be continued. That's it. The big paying fees are the bigger applications that attract the fees are down, but your overall number are up.
Okay. Thank you. Unless there's anything else, could we get a poser and seconder, please, to note those three there? Yep. There's a proposer and a Mr. Hanlon then for a second. And also, sir, thank you all very much for coming.